Hey, welcome back to the Daily Dave here on the How to Podcast series. My name is Dave. I'm happy to be here with you. I will be your host here on the Daily Dave. And a question came in from a listener. Thank you for your question. It was around, Dave, do I need chapters in my episode notes for my podcast? I'm not talking about what's on my website. I mean, like on my phone with the episode as it goes out in audio format. Do I need chapter notifications for the content within my podcast? Should I have them? Yes or no? What do you think, Dave? Now, if you have a podcast where you cover many, many, many different topics, okay, it's kind of like you jump from topic A to B to C to D to E. You're all over the place and you have many things that you talk about. Then chapters might be a good idea for your show. Because then, if I'm not interested in chapter one, I'm interested in chapter three, I'll jump to three and skip one and two because that has no relevance to me. I want to go to three. Now, when I say chapters one and two have no relevance to me, I want you to let those words sink in a little bit. No relevance to me. Isn't that the point of podcasting? Isn't our podcast supposed to be relevant? So I'm a little cautious around chapters because for one reason, primarily being that having chapter markers is great. It's a great tool for your listener, but it also encourages and kind of gives the ability for your listener to jump around, cherry pick what they want to listen to and not listen to the entire podcast. Now, my question back to you as a podcast listener and as a podcaster yourself, do you think that's valuable for your listener to jump around the content, pick up what they want and ignore the rest? Part B to that question is, why are they ignoring the rest? Maybe the parts they're ignoring aren't important. And if everyone is skipping those same parts, then maybe as a podcaster, we should just take those parts out. So I have a simple answer around chapters. That being, if you have a 1-hour show and you cover multiple topics, what would happen? Just hear me out. What would happen if you did smaller segments, smaller episodes, and you got, instead of talking about 10 things, you talked about 10 things over 10 episodes, and you talked about them one at a time, made shorter episodes, which could give you time back in your calendar. You don't have to do a 1-hour episode. You could do a 15-minute episode, a 20-minute episode, and be done, because you covered the one thing. And then you could release, you could take one topic that has 10 different components and turn them into 10 episodes. That's 10 weeks of content. You just took a big chunk out of your calendar with simply breaking it into chunks and doing them in smaller segments, and thus not requiring to have chapters because you're only covering one topic over a shorter amount of time from beginning to end, and you're done. For those kinds of episodes, I don't think you need chapters, really, because the entire content within that episode is around one specific topic. And if you can stay on topic and not go off on tangents and chase your tail as a podcaster, if you're really super focused on that topic, you really don't need chapters. They really won't serve you. But if you're going to do multiple topics in one episode, then I would say in that situation, probably a good idea to have chapters. Now, what if you had, let's say, the most popular podcast in the world are true crime? Now, as a true crime podcaster, would you want chapters in your podcast? Probably not, because I could just skip to the end and at 35-minute mark, you tell us who shot so-and-so and what the result was. I could just click that and be done. I'll just jump to the end, skip all the other stuff. I don't think you're going to find that to be a rewarding podcast experience for you as a listener or for you as the host. So I would say a true crime podcast, I probably wouldn't use chapters at all. I want you to listen to the entire thing. It's kind of like buying the last page of the book. Or, right, imagine if you bought your books on Amazon by chapter. You would lose context. You would lose the big idea of the story if you read chapter 1, 7, 32, and 55, and you skipped all the rest. Would that be a great reading experience if a podcast was like a book? I don't know if you'd want to sell your book by chapter. So there's a lot to think about. So when I think about podcasting and I think about chapters, I think chapters serve a podcast that has multiple topics over a longer period of time. It makes sense because they're time stamped and then people can look and go, oh, Dave talked about chapters at the 2-minute mark, and then he talked about microphones at the 10-minute mark, and at the 20-minute mark, he talked about websites. I'm interested in this and this, but I'm not interested in that, so I can skip. Here's the other side. Let's keep throwing alternatives out here. When I press play on your podcast, guess where my phone is while I'm listening to your show? It's not in my hand. I usually listen at work, so I'm doing something else while I'm listening to your podcast. And for me to pull out my phone, find your episode, hit the chapter marker, skip to the next one, put my phone back in my pocket, and then, oh, you're back to the next chapter. I'm going to pull my phone out again, skip, chapter here, click, put my phone back in my pocket. I don't hold my phone in front of me while I'm listening to your show. My phone is in my pocket because I love your content. I'm already subscribed. I'm just going to listen to the entire thing to the end of the podcast, which is, again, a good signal to all the podcast apps that your podcast is good. I listen to the end of your show. I always do. And my phone's in my pocket. I don't know what chapter's coming next because I'm in the moment and I'm enjoying it. So that's how I listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether or not you use chapters. It is going to become an upcoming question of the month here on the How to Podcast series, so stay tuned for that. And as a reminder, while we're talking about it, currently near the end of April now, the question of the month for April 2024 is, do you sign up for email newsletters? And if you do you read them? And I'd love to get your responses. I've had a great response so far from you, the listener. I'm compiling all the listens into an episode that's going to go out at the end of April. So you get to hear everyone else's feedback and their thoughts around it. Kind of split audience on this result so far. So you could be the tipping point in the conversation. Go to howtopodcast.ca, click the SpeakPipe message, tell me the name of your podcast or the idea for your podcast, and answer the question, do you read emails through an email newsletter subscription? Yes or no? And give me a little context around why. Love to hear your thoughts. Howtopodcast.ca. That's the April question of the month as a reminder. Just kind of inserting that here into our conversation. But jumping back to chapters, see, that could have been a chapter right there, right? Yeah. when a podcast incorporates chapters, listeners can see all the different chapter titles of the content and in their player, and they can skip around section to section to best suit their needs as a listener. This provides a twofold benefit. Listeners can find a starting point that aligns with their interests, and they can gain a bird's eye view of the podcast structure for the entire show. So should you add podcast chapters to your podcast? Chapters may not be appropriate for all podcast genres, like I mentioned, storytelling shows, where the narrative is meant to be experienced from start to finish. However, for informational podcasts like, let's say, Joe Rogan, for example, that's a mega long podcast. You might not want to listen to the entirety of all of that. You might want to grab a little snippets here and there. Chapters would make sense. So as a podcaster, you're going to have to understand whether chapters would be a good fit for your content. It's not a one-size-fits-all, everyone, okay? This is really the Cinderella thing where there's only one foot that fits the shoe. You need to pick the content and this work, what chapters, if it works for you or not. To get a sense of how chapters feel, try using a podcast player that has chapters built into it and listen to a podcast with chapters and you play with it and see if you skip around. What are your thoughts? Again, going back to how I listen, phone's in my pocket. I don't care if you have chapters or not. I'm here for your content. Adding chapters manually can be time consuming for you as a podcaster. Keep that in mind. Requiring you to listen back to your podcasts. In some cases, there are tools you can pay for, but you have to listen back to your podcast and pick out the times where you switch topics and make note of those. Some hosting sites have tools that help you with this, some don't. So keep that in mind. The creation of chapters can be quite a big task. It can take a lot of work. So think about it if you have the time to do so. There's AI tools that are available for you that you can help you to do this. Do some research, go to YouTube, type in podcast chapters with AI. There'll be more information that'll happen after recording this than there was before recording this. Just the way it is. Chapters can be a really powerful tool for enhancing your listener experience. They can also be extremely distracting. You got to decide what's right for your show. Again, this is your show. This is your show. No one else can tell you what to do. I would put it out there, ask your audience and see what they say. But for me, this Daily Dave is just around chapters. Apart from my little sidestep to talk about the April question of the month, this episode's all about chapters. It's all talking about. So chapters for me in this context, I don't think I need them, to be honest. You can tell me otherwise. I'd love to hear at podcast.ca. Let me know. Do you want me to put chapters? Tell me. You can leverage tools. It's going to take you a little bit more time. But I would say if you're debating on whether or not to have chapters, I would say first thing, is your podcast too long? Are you covering too much in one episode? Maybe chunk them up into smaller chunks, and then you don't have to worry about chapters. Simple fix. Pick a topic, stick it to the topic, make a shorter episode, you're done. Great. Well done. That's one way to avoid it. If you are going to do a monster podcast and cover a long period of time with many topics, then maybe chapters are right for you. And I would encourage you to consider that's a good option for your audience. At the end of the day, chapters only matter to the listener. That's it. They only matter to the listener. So ask your listener. Put a question out there and start the engagement process and say, hey, everyone, do you enjoy chapters or not? Put it out there and see if you're getting any engagement around it. Don't sign up to do something you don't need to do. Don't add any stress to your podcast journey by trying to keep up with the podcast Joneses out there that tell you have to do all of the things, because you don't. You don't. You can just do what works for you and be happy with that. Okay? Chapters, do you need them? For a short show like this, a tiny podcast episode on one topic and one topic alone? No. I don't think you do. A long podcast with many, many topics where you jump around and you cover many different things might be a benefit to your audience. So consider it. But do you have to do them? No. Do you have to stop doing them? No. It's your podcast, right? It's your podcast. And take the feedback, but do what's best for your show. Thank you for being part of the Daily Dave. If you have a topic idea for the Daily Dave, definitely go over and let me know on my howtopodcast.ca website. And I would love for you to answer the April question of the month. Do you subscribe to email newsletters? And if you do, do you read them? I'd love to know your answer and join the others that have responded with an audio message on my SpeakPipe link right there on the howtopodcast.ca website. I'd love to hear and add your voice to the other voices that have already submitted their responses on the How to Podcast series. Thank you for listening to the Daily Dave. More great episodes coming up just for you. Thank you for being you, and thank you for being a podcaster. Take care.